Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello there, my very good friends. On today's wrestling news, we're going to tell you all about Vince McMahon going on a major WWE scouting mission to replenish the main roster.
Both Randy Orton and WWE champion Bobby Lashley missed last night's episode of Monday Night Raw.
Also on Raw, Damian Priest was back on Raw television for the first time in over a month.
And Samoa Joe is absolutely working towards an in-ring return. I'm Adam Wilborn.
I'm Andy Murray.
And this is the news.
Okay, let's kick things off by talking about WWE's continued efforts to replenish its main roster, which has of course been hit by all kinds of releases and, you know, repeat booking and you watch these shows, it's a lot of the same people doing a lot of the same stuff pretty much from week to week. But there may be a solution at hand. We've reported this previously, of course. It was originally a Fightful Select report stating that high-ranking WWE officials, the likes of Bruce Pritchard and John Laurinaitis, had been at the Performance Center checking people out, watching PC live shows. We've also had a bunch of people like backstage at Raw working main event, Karrion Kross, Shotzi Blackheart, Scarlett, Bronson Reed. Pieces are moving behind the scenes in WWE. And now Vince, according to Fightful Select himself, Fightful Select himself, what am I talking about? That's not a person, it's Sean Ross Sapp. Vince McMahon's going to be at the Performance Center this Thursday to personally do a bit of scouting. So you know what's going to happen there. He's going to show up on Thursday, he's going to see the biggest, beefiest boys there, and he's going to haul them straight to the main roster. But these efforts are still ongoing. Looks like Vince is joining the rest of the team there. It's an interesting idea, the idea that you can go to the Performance Center, which you own, and operate to scout people that you probably should know about anyway. I think the Raw and SmackDown rosters definitely need a few new faces. The quality of Raw is, the past couple of shows have been pretty decent generally, but before that, not on a vintage run for Raw exactly. And SmackDown, while a more acclaimed show every week, the roster is so thin. I think they're down to something like 20 male wrestlers, including tag team people, and something like 8 women's wrestlers. They need some bodies there for sure. So interested to see what comes of this. And you can probably expect some big lads being called up very soon.
Yeah, the main roster absolutely crying out for talent, like you say, not just because of storylines, but just because of sheer numbers. I genuinely wouldn't be surprised if SmackDown were unable to fill those 4 spots in the women's Money in the Bank ladder match, because I'm struggling. I really am to make up those numbers. Just hoying Bayley and Sasha Banks, I suppose. I mean, the fact that they could just announce Carmella tells you all you need to know about them not having to do knockouts, that sort of thing. Yeah. Why also do I get thoughts of when you're at a restaurant and there's lobsters in the tank and you're picking the ones you want to eat with Vince McMahon going to the Performance Center? That is going to be a hell of a Thursday. And oh, what I would give to see the clipboard, the checklist that Vince McMahon has got for checking off who he wants to see on the main roster. I think Andy's hit the nail on the head. Big tick, beefy tick, boy tick, job done. Welcome to Monday Night Raw, basically. But we'll keep you posted on any developments there. And on last night's Monday Night Raw, speaking of which, no appearances, conspicuous by their absence, were Randy Orton and WWE champion Bobby Lashley. Randy Orton's lack of appearance was sort of covered off right at the beginning. They had a big battle royal to determine who was going to take his spot in the triple threat last chance match for the Money in the Bank. Stay with me, trust me. I think they say something along the lines of circumstances beyond our control. But yes, Riddle won that on behalf of Randy Orton, but was unable to win the triple threat match. It was Drew McIntyre who was qualified for Money in the Bank. Bobby Lashley was missing as well. And so instead, MVP got his head kicked in by a fired up Kofi Kingston, which is always good to see. The fired up Kofi Kingston part, not MVP. No, not MVP getting his head kicked in. but no word yet as to why this has happened, Andy. We are obviously not going to speculate here.
No, I'm going to speculate. I think they were on holiday together. maybe took a nice little weekend trip to Butlins or somewhere like that, and they're currently quarantining because I don't know.
My money is on them saying, I'll tell you what, let's just sit and watch the Euros. Croatia versus Spain and France versus Switzerland. I'll tell you what, we'll do a shot for every goal. We'll get a little bit of a buzz on just before, oh my God, I'm wasted.
Yeah, it'd be wasted by like 5 p.m. American time. That's not healthy. We had seen two big names off the show on the same week, but I'm sure, you know, they're on holiday and having a great time and surfing and worfing. What's worfing? I'm just making words up today. Yeah. Comment section, let us know what the word worfing means, please. Come up with your own one. The most creative one wins a prize. The prize is this pair of pliers. Anyway, Damien Priest, he was not absent on this week's episode of Raw. For once, he was actually back on the show. It was the first time he'd been in action since the 17th of May, and he was in that battle royal to determine who was going to replace Orton in the triple threat. He made it all the way to the end when he was thrown out by Matthew Riddle, who kneed him off the apron. Bye-bye, Damien Priest. Thank you for coming. But an impressive showing nonetheless. He later showed up backstage, giving Riddle a bit of, you know, hey, good luck in the triple threat. Randy Orton is lucky to have a friend like you. I don't know how lucky Randy Orton will be feeling once he learns that Riddle lost. But, you know, Orton had been ghosting Riddle's text messages throughout the week. That was the thing that was going on social media. So that probably ties in with his absence and everything else. But Priest is back. Reports on his absence vary. We've covered both of them. Dave Meltzer came through originally and said that he was probably dealing with a back issue that he's had since before WrestleMania. Fightful Select were then told that this wasn't necessarily the case and he was away for undisclosed reasons. But the key point is that he's back and doing good things on TV again.
Yes, exactly. I was slightly concerned, as I was saying to you before we started recording, when he was just hoyed into that battle royal that, they've given up on him because he got injured. But no, he lasted to the final two. Thought him and Riddle looked great together in the ring. And yeah, just the way it was presented, it seemed like a sort of soft relaunch of him, hopefully back into the upper echelons of the title picture or major feuds on Monday Night Raw, because he's been sensational, in my opinion, since he's transitioned from NXT. And he's always felt in NXT like he was a main roster guy, if that makes sense. And, you know, we're not ageist here at What Culture, but time's running out. If they're going to push him, they need to do it now. And he's more than ready for the big leagues, absolutely. Speaking of big leagues and big lads, Samoa Joe. He's, of course, the enforcer for William Regal on NXT. And speaking to Ryan Satin on his Out of Character show, he's revealed he is absolutely working towards an in-ring return and also working as a talent scout for the company. He's combining basically his on-screen NXT role with a scouting role working alongside Senior Director of Talent Development, Canyon Seaman. but yeah, the takeaway here is not Seaman. It is Samoa Joe getting back in the ring, which is what we all want to see. And that seems to be where he's heading on NXT with one Adam Cole, baby.
Yeah, I was just thinking to myself the other day, hey, you know, they're teasing an awful lot of stuff here, aren't they, if he's not going to get in the ring at some point. So, yeah, I mean, hopefully he's able to make it happen. I guess it's a complicated process when you have concussion issues and everything else. It's every situation is different. A concussion can keep you out for like a day, or it can keep you out for a couple of years, as it's done for Joe pretty much already. Like, what's it, like a year and a half he's been out, something like that. 1 year and 4 months. So I'd like to see him compete again, as long as he's good, healthy and ready to go. Yeah, they've teased a lot of stuff. The Adam Cole match is pretty high up my list. I know a lot of people want to see the Karrion Kross match. Cole's a little bit more interesting to me, so let's see what happens.
Yeah, and he's a great talent scout, absolutely. He's got this business! He's going to be amazing in that role if Vince McMahon actually listens to him. Right, let's move on to your Twitter questions at WhatCultureWWE, of course. If you want to get in touch with us, Michael Rigmaiden starts us off. Michael writes, morning, goats. Thank you, Michael. First question here. Based on the atrocious nature of this Charlotte Flair-Rhea Ripley feud, yeah, Rhea Ripley attacked Charlotte Flair after Charlotte Flair won cleanly in their 3-on-3 match last night. Do you think Becky Lynch will have to Roman Reigns this a la SummerSlam 2020 and save this show? And he means that by that, Monday Night Raw.
Yeah, I'll be totally honest. I don't think the second coming of Ronda Rousey, Lita, Trish Stratus and Becky Lynch can save the Raw Women's Division. I'm being facetious, but it's not good at the moment, is it? It's not good. I mean, the Rhea Ripley-Charlotte Flair feud was right there. It was so simple. Hey, you beat me last year, I'm going to beat you this year. Wrestling doesn't need to be complicated, but they've made it complicated, and unfortunately, they've made it quite bad. Becky Lynch will go some way to restoring a bit of life to this scene, for sure. Bring her in, you know, she's going to get a big pop, especially if they pull it off in front of live crowds. They're leaving the Thunderdome very soon. Let's do it. Let's bring her in, put her in. Just give her the belt. Why not?
Yeah.
Put it straight back on her. We need a drastic solution, and this would probably do the job.
Or just work out what a heel or a babyface is and which one Rhea Ripley is. And Charlotte Flair, for that matter, if I'm honest. What a load of nonsense. Right, second question today comes from Matthias Geronimo, who says, good morning, guys. Good luck to England later on. Thanks for that, Matt. With the Forbidden Door open, what match between New Japan and AEW would you choose? And why is it Minoru Suzuki versus Marco Stunt?
You absolute sadist. I respect that immensely. I'm going to give a shout out to the butcher here. Poor guy, he's hurt his bum, saving woodland creatures and everything else. He's a busy guy while he's away from the ring, but he wants to wrestle Big Tom Ishii, and that's a match I would love to see myself. Let's do it.
Oh, yes, sign me up. Get well soon,
Beef.
Butcher. But if you're recovering just for that match, maybe take your time, because Jesus Christ,
that
that's going to be an absolute banger. I'm just going to go for the open goal, because he was tweeting about it recently. Osprey, Omega, obviously. Osprey tweeted a clip of it, and it's just wild what those two can do in the ring. That's obviously a long way off, and obviously Osprey's not working at the moment, but it's a dream match. And also, Okada Omega again. Who cares? One more time.
Let's go.
They're not bad, are they, when they work together? Ryan Ahad gives us our final question of the day. He says, this sounds very WWE, but do you think AEW should do a Faction War TV event? There's so many factions, Andy. I can't keep up. It would also help us to wrap up certain feuds and make new ones. What do you reckon, mate?
They've just got too many stables. My brain's like Swiss cheese. My brain is actually like Swiss cheese. I've said previously that I think to wrap up the Pinnacle versus the Inner Circle, give them a TV show and do every match, right? So obviously you've got MJF and Sammy this week, which is going to be really great. But if you did it on a week of TV, you could do FTR versus Proud and Powerful. You could do Sammy versus Spears. You could do Hager Wardlow again. Why the hell not? Do it in like a triple cage or something this time. Dungeon of Doom stuff. And you could do Chris Jericho versus MJF as well. I think that if you got through all those matches on one night, it would be a good way to just wipe it totally clean. But if you can build, you know, the storylines in a believable way, I think a faction warfare show could work well. They have a lot of stables, that's the meme, obviously. But it all depends on the creative and if you can do it believably. I think if you just crowbar these teams into this event, it wouldn't be wouldn't be the most believable thing in the world, but I would trust the process, I think.
Yeah, there's definitely storyline abilities to get you there. I wouldn't just have it just for the sake of it, all the factions are fighting, but there's certainly stuff you can lean on, and you're spoiled for choice in terms of matches across all the factions, of course. Let's move on to today's and finally, and I know this is a wrestling channel, but we're going to do a bit of a crossover to talk about football, because yesterday was just bonkers at the European Championships. Specifically, if you are Swiss. Yes, I'm talking about Cesaro, of course, who just... to be a fly on the wall in his house watching that bonkers France-Switzerland game, Switzerland beating France on penalties, if you didn't see it. He tweeted all about it. Ja, unglaublich, was für ein Spiel. I don't know what that is. I apologise for butchering it all. Just celebrating the fact that Switzerland have won. And I got a bit emotional, Andy, because it was a lovely photo of him celebrating in front of the telly, but also on the FaceTime with his bloody best mate, Cesaro. Cesaro is what I'm talking about. With his bloody best mate, Sheamus, doing the bar thing. And Sheamus is wearing a Switzerland shirt as well as his face covering recovery mask thing. And I just thought that was lovely, Andy.
Yeah, it's a nice touch. Imagine what it feels like to celebrate an international football win at a major tournament. Must be nice. Must be nice.
Imagine what it must be like to draw Switzerland in the work sweepstake and think, well, I'm buggered there. And then suddenly, here we are beating France.
Very nice.
I'm part Swiss now, apparently. Right, let us know your thoughts on that and all today's news stories in the comments section down below. Don't forget to like, share and subscribe. And subscribe to What Culture Wrestling on either iTunes, Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts from for daily wrestling podcasts. Got the Raw review coming later and the NXT preview as well. Plus, let us know your thoughts and Twitter questions on Twitter at WhatCultureWWE. Watch there. You can follow both of us. You can follow Andy Murray at...
At Andy H. Murray. The H today stands for home. Do your thing. Do the thing. Go on.
Yes, thank you. It does stand for home, as in it's coming home. Please, God, let England beat Germany later on today. Yeah.
I don't endorse this message at all. Just so you know.
Follow me on Twitter at Adam Will. Follow us all at WhatCultureWWE. But for now, my thanks to Andy Murray. Thank you for joining us, and we will see you soon.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
So, you've got an idea for a business. The store of your dreams. There's just one thing to figure out. Everything. That's why Shopify's all-in-one commerce platform makes it easy to sell online, in person, and everywhere else. Sell on social media, source products with an app to get that first sale feeling. It's the only solution that gives you everything you need to sell everywhere you want. So when you're ready to bring your idea to life, power it up with Shopify.
Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen.